is a bris going on.
Pashas Mishpatim.
And the next pasuk, Ches, Vayikach Moshe Adam, Vayizuk Al Ha'am, and he sprinkled it on the people. Vayomer, and he said, Hinei Dam Habris, Ashekoras Hashem Yimochem, Akol Advar Mahila. So it is now the blood of the bris. So there's a bris going on. Now, what does it make a difference? What does it mean, a sefer abris? What does it mean? What's it all about? And we find this concept to come up a number of times. If we look in the next part of the report, in Parshas Ki Sisa, we have in Parshas Ki Sisa, Vayom Hashem El Moshe, Ksav Lachos Advar Mo'ele, Ki'api Advar Mo'ele, Karati Itcho Bris. Because based on this, I made a bris, karate, a bris. Now, what is a bris? Well, how does this bris manifest itself? What does it make a difference that there's a bris? But you see over and over that it's called the Sefer HaBris, and a bris is there. So let us start. The Medrash tells us, we find in the Medrash, Shir HaShirim, three lines down in that medrash that we have there. Dover acher, biyom chasunaso, ze ohel moed. Uviyom simchas libo, ze beis halomen. Okay, so we find that ohel moed is called yom chasunaso. But it's not only then, we find in the medrash a number of times. But let us look at this medrash from a Pirkei the Rebbe Lazar. See what it says, Nun Aleph. It's about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom on that right. V'yotza Moshe l'machne Yisrael. Moshe went, you got it? Moshe went into Machne Yisrael. And what happened? And he woke them up. Amalahem, he told them, Imdu Mishnaschem, wake up from your sleep. Kvar boha choson, the choson has come. Umvakish is a kala, and he's waiting for the kala, lachnisam lachupa, to come into the chupa. Umamtin lo, and he's waiting for her. Kidein liliten lohem es haTorah, to give them the Torah. Beautiful. Boa shovavim. Shovavim are the people that walk the chosen and the kala down, that are the people coming along. Vahotzi es haKala, and they took out the kala. Ka'odom sh'ose shovisa l'chavero, like somebody does to us with chavir. Shnema vayotze Moshe sa'om likras ha'elokim. Moshe took them to greet Hashem. Ve'achosen yotzei likras hakala. And the chosen is coming to greet the kala. Liten lehemes haTorah. Shenema elokim b'tzeischa lifnei amecha. It's beautiful. So, but what do we see? That this relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai is a relationship chosen kala. It's a relationship of a marriage, as we find. Now, we see this concept coming up in a number of places. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is found, we see on the right side where it says, Hagos Habach, right there on the right side. So right opposite it are two dots. We got it?
Oh, down here. Okay, right.
Omar Reb Chelvo, Omar Reb Huna. Kol hanena misudas choson v'eino mesamcho. Famous Gemara. Anybody who comes and is gets hanoa from the sud of the choson and is not mesameach the choson, over b'chamisha kolos. Shenema kol soson, kol simcha, kol choson, kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzavokas. V'im misamcho, And if you are Mesameach the Chosen, what will you get? Maschoro, what's your reward? I'm Rabbi Shuben Levi. Zoche l'Torah. What is Zoche l'Torah? What does Torah got to do with this? I'm being Mesameach the Chosen at a Kala, at a Chuppah, at a Chasna. So why is it Zoche l'Torah? Shenitno b'chamisha kolos. Shenema v'yi b'yom ha'shlishi. Vayi baba biyotza boker, vayi kolos ubrokim vanan kovir alahor, v'kol shofar, vayi kol ha-shofar v'alikim ya'anenu b'kol. But so the Gemara goes through, says, what about this possible? But what's the relationship between a chasna and the kol Torah? Because Torah is our chasna to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if you're Mesameach HaChosen, so you're doing what should be done at a chasna. What's the schar of a chasna? You understand the chasna? Torah. Because that's the relationship that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take care of the chasen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you with Torah. So we find this relationship. It's a very interesting Gemara. Now let's see. There's a Sefer. It's called the Sefer Yetzira. Sefer Yetzirah is like from the real holy books. From the real holy books. Sefer Yetzirah is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu...
One of the unholy books.
No, it is really holy. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Has he created an Adam? What does he do? So that's what he said. Now, let's see. Go in the right-hand column of the Pirush. And it goes up 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, on the right-hand column, 5 lines from the bottom. Omer lecha, I want to tell you, mahu inyan bris. The Gra is coming to explain to us what is the advantage, what is the concept called a bris. Vuhu adam sheyesh lo ohev kenafsho. He has someone who he loves, and he's very, very close to him. V'rotze shalo yifrosh mimenu. He wants that the man should never leave him. Avliyev shalios etzlo. But he can't be with him. So what are you going to do? No sein lo dover. He gives him something. Shekol magmoso utshukoso elov. He gives him something that his whole desire and his whole his want is this thing. They nikshore him and they become tied together. Ayidei adavrahu. Through that thing, that's what they become tied together. Afal pishenoto mimenes adavr. Even though you might take the thing, but mikomakum kol machshavto shomhu. All of his thoughts are there. Veloshen bris hu avtocha. Bris is a promise. He's not going to separate. So when we talk about Sefer Bris, we're talking with what the Gra is defining for us. Bris is a covenant between two, we'll call it for the moment, lovers, that will therefore stay permanently together, even if they leave. But there is a covenant that will hold them tight. That no matter what's going to happen, they're in together. V'loshen britzu avtocha, shayidei adov ahu vaday lo yisporeid mimenu. He's not going to leave him. V'zehu inyan loshen krisa. That's what it means, kores. We call it krisas bris. Shekores. Mimatzo dova dovuk lo v'no sein lo. He cuts out something from himself that's dear to him and gives it to this person. And now they're linked. V'cheinu akeshes shudova me etzlo yizbarach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with mankind after the Mabul, what did he do? He took the rainbow and he gave from him and gave it to man. V'nishtabshu bo kol ha-filosofim, v'ha-mefoshim ha-nimshochim achareyim, l'fishu dova l'maylam en ha-seichel. They got mixed up, these people, because they don't understand it's something above. V'cheini ha-torah v'ha-mila im dvorim im tzoyim bein ha-borei u'bein Yisrael. So it is with Torah, and so it is with Mila, that these are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that put in the middle in making this bris with Klal Yisrael. B'chol zeh, l'fi she'ein yicholus l'asigo ba'atzmo yizborach, v'hu ha'yitzrich in Yisrael. Look at this line. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, if we use the term, couldn't do it on his own. He needed Klal Yisrael, b'mishkon u'b'migdosh le'emtzoyim. So therefore he made a mishkon and he had a Beis HaMikdosh. These are all places and moments of getting together. K'mo oron u'kruvim v'nikra oron abris, that's called the oron, hakol we can only understand it by having something in the middle that links the two of us, Klal Yisrael and the Rebbein Shom. And that's the definition of a bris. Nichratz habris. So bris bris melach shudov kayim. So, for example, that's what we say at a bris milah. He's kores abris. What is kores? Kores, same sense that they're opposite. Because bris means come together. And krisa means to cut away. So how do you have the two together? Cut away and together? Yeah. He cut away something that's dear to him. And he now gave it to the person so that now there's a bris together. Now there's an covenant between the two. That's kores habris. Very important grow. Very important. Good. Okay? So now we begin to hear that there is a safer bris and all these things that we said because a bris is the covenant. Torah is that which is the most dear thing to the Rebbein Shom. He gave it to Klal Yisrael. He cut it away from him and gave it to us. It still belongs to him, but he gave it to us. And now we are linked forever together. Sure. Very difficult piece of Gemara. Gemara tries to help us with this. The Gemara tells us like this. Is right in the middle.
Which Gemara by Lech, right?
No. Ata Anichali. Ata Anichali. Just looking at it before.
Ata Anichali by Yefan.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Right, thank you. Right, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines down. It says Shmos Lamed Beis. Right? V'yato anicholi. V'yicha api ba'em. V'acholim, and he said this by the eagle, you know what, I got angry at them. I wiped them out. V'escha oischa l'goy gadol. And I'm going to make you to big nation. See that, Gemara?
Yeah.
Amar Ababu. Il mole mikra kosev, if the pasuk wouldn't write it, ef shela omro, we couldn't say it. Melamed, it's an unbelievable gemara. It comes to teach us shetofsu Moshe laKodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe grabbed HaKodesh Baruch Hu ka odom shutofes his chavero bevigdo, like a man grabs his other person by his garment. Va'omar lefonav Rebbeinu Shom. Ein ani meinicha I'm not going to leave you alone. Ad shetim kol v'tislachahem. Till you leave them and forgive them. Till then, I'm not letting go. It's a very difficult time. Comes the Gra. Next page is the Gra. So the Gra says, Hamaymer azeh, this statement, tamua. That's what he said. Tamua, it's bewildering. Mashein ape yochol edaber. Really, but mouth couldn't even say it. V'chalila lomay loma and chas to say shadvarim kipshutim that push a pshat. Shem, he grabbed him and he yelled him. V'yesh lema. So he tells us, behegdem before the klolahu, the kol dova shakarish baruch hu kore shemo olov nikra oso dover gamkein Hashem. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls his name on it, it also has the name of Hashem. Kamo Hashem holech lifneihem. Hashem went in front of him, or the clouds went in front. V'achikach v'yisa malach Hashem holech lifneihem. V'shnei aluchos sayedov v'godol v'chelek elukam mimal, and they were from Hashem. Right? Right? Well, we know the story in Navi. Vade Kedusha Gedola Hoyabem. There was tremendous holiness there. Valkain. Kol Zeman Shaluchis Hoyabi Yede Yisrael. E. Efshel Chalosam. You couldn't touch Klai Yisrael in battle. Why? Because they had something that was dear, that was connected to Hashem. A man is mekadesh the woman with money. Gives her. And now it's like he's grabbing her. Because he gave her Kedushin. So now he has a hold on this woman. And you can't separate her. Even though that what? When they came down and they broke the luchis, the letters were flying around. Mikol mokum. Kivon shashvorim kayomim, the broken pieces are still here. Adayin onu ochazim lahakodesh baruch hu. Unbelievable pshat. We're still holding on to Hashem. V'yein hakodesh baruch hu mafrid oisanu, and Hashem doesn't leave us. V'avei kumoshu tofes biyodeinu. It's like we're like by the isha. We're holding on. L'kacho malei hakodesh baruch hu hanicholi. That's why Hashem said, leave me alone. Pirish, tein li aluchis, v'achaleim. Give me back the luchis and we'll forget it. Avol kol zman shaluchis biyadecha. Rabbi Nishom says, as long as the luchis in your hands, e efshel chalosim, I can't wipe you out. So the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean? That we held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean he held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's holding on to that which was dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the luchis, which are the thing of bris. He's holding on to them. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not letting you go till you forgive us. And that's how the Gra is learning this Gemara. Beautiful pshat. Good? But again, we see what it means, bris. This covenant that we have. We look at the Gra, at the Maral, on the right-hand side.
So the bris requires something tangible, or it could be verbal?
It could be verbal, but by making something there and the tangible, it makes us connected. Okay. We're holding together. Because now I have something that you love, I have it in my possession, so I have a piece of you with me. You know, so I'm together, we're in a covenant together. Now look at this Maral. Go down about two-thirds of the way on the right-hand column. Right? It starts there. Ki aseres hadibris. Should have marked it. Kaseris adibrus, b'mesh yesh mitzvah v'gezeirim in Hashem yizborach elo odom, since there are decrees to man, shehu ha'olul, he's the cause, and we are an effect from him, v'lo z'inyin zeho yu aseris advarim, ke'ilu aseris advarim b'mesh yesh gezeira u'mitzvah, since there are decrees and commandments, min ha'ola, elo olul, from the cause to the effect, v'lo yia olul b'shus atzmo, and now we're not on our own, k'mo sheyizborach, sheyitein od, ki aseres hadibros heim chibor, ha'ola v'olul. So the aseres hadibros is the combining, putting it together, between cause and effect. Fine. Avol shah divrei Torah, the rest of Torah, einam rak lashlomas ha'odom. That's the completion of man. But what's the covenant? That's the aseres hadibros. And the aseres hadibros, as we know, the Gemara tells us in a few places, that what? When Moshe held on to part, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu held on to part, and there was in the middle together, and these are the beings of covenant between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? That's Yisrael. Now, Pasuk Tezayin. Va'aluchos. Okay? Va'aluchos ma'ase likim eimo. The luchos are that of Hashem. Va'michtov, michtov elikimu. And the writing is the writing of Hashem. Chorus ala aluchos. And chorus, so the Targum translates, as you see, meforesh. In other words, it means embedded on the luchos. Now, these are important words. It doesn't say in the luchos. It says ala luchos. So what does that mean? Look at the clay yoker, please. All the way on the left. Valuchos ma'ase likim eimo. Kol posik zeh ein kan mekomo. It doesn't belong here. Kim lamayla b'posik v'yitein al Moshe k'chalosa l'daber. When Moshe stopped speaking, luchos even k'suvim be'etzpa likim. V'shom ho'yolo, and there the posik should have said, la'azkir mahus haluchos. The makeup of the luchos. Venerally Loma. Well, unbelievable how he explains it. Shekol posik zehu. What's this posik coming to do? Lohodia shayuho osios charusos alaluchos. The letters were chorus embedded on the luchos. Kirotze bozeli tintam. Loma shavar Moshe aluchos. Why did Moshe break the luchos? Elo, lefisha luchos ayumaisa lekim, va michtov, michtov lekim, hu chorus ala luchos. Vamru b'medrish, chorus is what? Same letters. Cheirus min amalchios. These luchos free us from any foreign kingdom on us. We sit in the base medrash and we learn. So, all the outside, the nations of the world, they could do whatever they want. But a person feels free when he's learning Torah. And we all over the time, right? That was one of the key things why the Russians communists didn't want to let it, because a Yid learns Torah, he's not, they don't got it. V'acheru moimrum cherus min malach amoves. The Rabbonin Amru Cheres Min HaYisurim. I think when I come to these type of things, I always think, Shmuel Birnbaum, great Miri Yeshiva, lived in Brooklyn. So there was a time his heart wasn't strongest. He had surgery. And the doctors told him that he can't learn. You can't let, they told the children and the wife, you can't let him learn because he learns so deep and so geschmack. And, see, the heart's not ready after the surgery. So he woke up from the surgery and he said, told the father, his son, bring me a Gemara Gittin. Bring me a Gemara Gittin. He said, Tate, ich kenn nicht, I can't bring it. Bring me a Gemara Gittin. Bring it to me. So he brought a Gemara Gittin. He said, he put it on his heart. He said, I want to feel the Gemara. I want to. Because then, well, everything else is, the Gemara is with me. You understand? Chorus min Yisurim. He's not Yisurim. But when he's got Torah with him, he could be freed from Yisurim. Right? First thing, you think about it yourself. You have a bad day, and it's a tough day at work, and you have all kind of people bothering you crazy. And you come to the yeshiva, you open up a Gemara, and your mind is in the Gemara. All of a sudden, you're in a different world. As soon as you close that Gemara, all the problems come right back. But when you're in it, you're freed. It's the answer. Chorus means freed. Chayrus. Men ha-yisur. V'lomdu kol zem ed'chsiv chorus al aluchos. V'loy ne'emach chokuk. Doesn't say it's embedded, chiseled. O'kosuv. El oyem imut mimachos ba'osam oisios kedech shepirashnu pashos yisro. Al'aposiv chol hom roim es ha'kolos. What does it mean they saw the kolos? She'kol diba she'yotzu mipi ha'kodesh baruch hu. Because every statement that came from the mouth of Hashem, nizgashem, it took on a physical aspect. Voyelo mamachus achiyuchlu liroso v'nachruso also dibros haluchos. And when he said, when he spoke, it made the writing on the luchos. But luchos lo nema doesn't say in the luchos, el ala luchos. Shenikva aleya milamalo was on it, written. From the words of Hashem, v'kach doshu choros loshen chayrus freedom loma k'shem shoyu osius halolu b'nei chorim. The letters were freed. V'lo nishtabdu al luchos. They weren't enslaved to these luchos. They were above it. V'lo nizbatlu bitul al luchos. Shari b'shviras al luchos. Because what happened when Moshe broke the luchos? These letters flew away. Hayosus parchos. They didn't want to be enslaved to the physicality of the stone. Second time I'm going to write what was on the first one. Loy melach she'isin oisiyos she'porchu min aluchos harishona yukvukan. Those letters that were flying around, they're still around. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what? We're putting them on the second one. V'achas she'dova ze'mora she'kol zman she'aluchos kayomim. As long as the luchos are around, yesh liso bris kurusa she'uchozun min amalchis. V'achshav she'chotu Einem ru'uyim l'chol yudim alolu. They weren't worthy to have all of this. Al-kein shov reshivreim. K'moshenem an yomarte l'kim eima. We thought that way, shukayomim, but we don't have it. And therefore, what? When he came back. Good. This goes into the whole thing. Did Moshe break the luchas? So just that. The letters flew away, so that therefore now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part in the deal was gone, and therefore the luchas fell. Okay, but we see what it means, a bris. We see what it means to understand this. Now, how does it manifest itself? Let's see this. This is just unbelievable. Look at the first thing. This is the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim is written by Chaim Mivelojin. Right, Talmud Muvik of the Gro. Look what he writes. If you ever have a chance, Nefesh HaChaim is as many very, very beautiful and very important concepts to understand the basics of religion. And Shar Beis is about Tefillah, and Shar Dalit is all about Torah. Uveshas or Esek v'Iyun b'Torah. when we're involved in learning Torah, Vaday she'ein tzorech oz le'inyan adveikus klal. You don't need a separate concept called dveikus to cleave to Hashem. She'abilha esek ve'iyan levad hu dibuk beretzono. You're cleaving to him. V'diburo yizborach. V'hu yizborach uretzono v'diburo chad. His want, his will, his there, everything, it's all together. V'inim amorim, that's a medrash. Odom lokeach chefetz. Shema yochol liknos balov, maybe by taking it you could gain possession of the owner. Havala kodesh baruch hu nosen atorah liyisrael. V'oymelehem, and he said to them, Kaviyochol li atem lokhim. You are, by taking Torah, you're taking me. V'zeh shekosu b'kama m'koizim is b'zoya, d'kutsh b'ruchu, v'ayraisa chadu. Right, it's one. V'gedayel mizu. It says in there, v'ufa d'kutsh b'ruchu Torah ikri. V'ein Torah el kutsh b'ruchu. Torah and kutsh b'ruchu is all one. Over here he says an unbelievable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets such joy when we sit and learn his Torah that as we learn, he learns the Torah with us. So you say, why? Shnayim oichzim betalis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Shnayim oichzim betalis with us. So you have the Rabbeinu Shalom connected to you as you're learning his Torah. Because Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And look how he says it in the Ramchal, on the Beis. Look, he says unbelievable words. There are four lines from the bottom over there. Ach, ha-Torah inei kodeshi. The Torah is kodesh. Ha-shelom mitzius kovoa begovei maromim. Its reality really is all the way, it doesn't belong here. It's all the way in Shemayim, all the way up by the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'kashi yasik bo odom lamato, and when man down here is Isaac and Torah, or he is taking in the light of Hashem. Ashetoye b'mishmasai, it's enlightening his soul. Lagia oso ginza meromim, which gives him connection to the all the way upstairs. Ginza abayri yizbar Shemayim. By learning Torah. You think about it. Learning Torah, what that means. Now, this is all part of the bris. What we have with the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimor daber b'nei Yisro. The Eben Ezra learns here, look on the page, Ein mugdom umuucher batar. V'zu ha-parsha kodem vayikra. This belongs before Bereber vayikra. V'chol ha-parsha shem achra. Ki adibur bar Sinai. V'ato koras ha-bris ha-ksuva b'parshas ve'elam mishpotim. This is the final part of the krisas bris that is discussed in mishpotim. Because we want to make the condition of the land in it. So therefore, this in Vayikra really belongs in, related to Mishpatim. He says it a second time on the left page, later on in Kunokim Brisa Kenki Zosa Brisa Kusa, the left hand column in the Ebenezer. Haksuba Pashal Vela Mishpotim. Yom Kiblu al Nafshim Vyoma Nasavanishma. When he said Nasavanishma, Oz Nichris Bris Vomalaem Kola Pashazos. That's the way the Ebenezer went. The Ramban learns it a little bit different. We're not going through at length the Ramban. But if you look in the Ramban, so he starts at the right on the right hand page. Says V'cheinu Yeroi Loma Akia Nishnos Nishnu Levaya Proteim to explain us. Kilo Nemra B'Sinai Ela Klola Seho. On Sinai, we just said the general ideas. Avala Braisa Shnuya B'Tarskainim Pirusha Borur Shashmita Nemra Klol Seho Misinai. The Chsiv Parshas Veila Mishpotim. So it is Shvi Tishmetena. But we didn't explain everything. Now he goes and he says four lines from the bottom. Ukishikiblu al nafshom nasev nishma oz nichris abris. That's when the bris happened. Vomalem ko pasha zos, and he told him Shmita. Vizkira b'mokmazel l'chabit t'nai oretz, like Tevin Ezelens. Kikashom al arayis ki bavorum soki oretz. Right, so hutzruch la'azki ha-shabosas. So therefore, the seid is not in order, and he learns it a little bit different than the Avezim. But we see that they're both learning that the bris became solidified when we said Nasav and Ishma. And this explanation that has to do with it. Good? Yeah. How, what the bris is, so now we have a clarity what the bris is, and how we got the bris and we made the bris. Parshas B'chukosai. So we have all these promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, that we're going to be running after the enemy, and we'll be able to take care of them, and everything is going to be fine. Now, then he goes and he says, Pasuk Yudalid, Vim loisish muli, if you don't listen, loisasu kol mitzvayla, vim b'chukosay timosu, v'es mishpotay tigol nafshichem, you'll reject my decrees and my mishpatim. Levilti asus kol mitzvos lefichem es brisi. Now you don't listen to my Torah. You are breaking my bris. So afani esalochem, I'm going to get you back because you are trying to break the bris. And this bris is a bris that's there. And this is, as we've explained what a bris is, it's part of the being. But you're trying to break away by not keeping Torah. And he goes through again. Here he tells us very strong words, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to throw you among the nations. Pasuk Chafei, Ve'avesi alechem cherev, I'm going to bring upon you the sword. Nokemes nikmas nikam bris. V'nesvam el orechem. Because I'm getting revenge because of our bris. Shilachti derva b'seichichem. I'm going to send dever. B'shivu lechem es mate lechem. And all of that, why? Because you're breaking the bris. And all the way at the end it says. Look at Pasuk Mem Dalet on the next page. V'afkam zois b'yoysim b'eretz oyveichem. Even when you're in the eretz of the enemy. Lo ma'astem, lo ga'altim l'chaloisam, I didn't leave you to let them wipe you out. La'ofi brisi tam, ki ani Hashem elokeihem. V'zochati lohem bris rishonim, and I'll remember that bris. Asher tzoysi yoysam eretz nusayim l'ini agoyim, l'yos lachem lehem l'akim, ani Hashem. That's it. So this bris holds us together. As we explained what a bris is from the Gra, and the others. Now let's see. Look at this. There's a medrash in Eicha. It's in the middle of the medium wide lines. Kach oivdei kachav. Kach oivdei kachav. Meinim es Yisrael. They count Klai Yisrael and bother them. Vo'aymrim lehem elokeichem. Histipanav mikem. Your God, he hid his face from you. V'silek shechinasa mikem, good Christian claim, right? And he left the shechina from you. Odei nechoz aleichem, he's not coming back to you. Forget it, it's over. V'heim bochim u'misanchim. V'kiven shenichnasim lebotei knesiyos. U'lebotei midrash, such a beautiful medrash. V'koyrim batayra. Umotzim, then they find Shekosov, it says, Ufonisi aleichem vifrisi eschem, and osati mishkonim b'seichem, v'salachti b'seichem, I'm going to be there. Hey, Miss Nachman, they are comforted. Come to Beis Medrash and learn and know that the Rabbeinu Shimon, because that's the bris. And tomorrow when the Gula is coming, how'd you leave me all those years? If it wouldn't be for the Torah that you gave us, we'd be gone. If it wouldn't be for the Torah and the Shashuai, that which I talk in Torah and love in Torah and it makes me alive in Torah, I'd be lost. My oldest son, he learned for a while in yeshiva in Bensonhurst, Beis HaTalmud, one of the old yeshivas. Beis HaTalmud is like 40 years behind. Even though it's only 10 minutes from Borough Park, you'd never know it. It's mamish like, you walk in there, it's a time machine. You're taken back in time. But there was a Rebbe there, Rabbi Bruce. Rabbi Bruce was nifta a few years ago. Rabbi Bruce learned by Rabbi Baruch Ber, the mamish from the original. He said shir, very deep shir. He was so in Torah that when he had to go to the bathroom. He had to walk back and forth to calm his mind from Torah so that when he went to the bathroom, he wouldn't be thinking Torah in the bathroom. It's him. Torah and him with such a concept. Luli Sarascha. Shashua. It's my Shashua. That's the loved one. I'm with him. That's Torah. I'd be lost. In Baltimore, there was a Rebbe. His name was Avkalevsky, who grew up in St. Louis. And then he went from St. Louis, he went to Tervadas, and he went to Beis Medrash Elyon. Avkalevsky was so into Torah that he pashut had no concept of time. Pashut. Yeah, he would say shir, and he'd be in the middle of a sugya, and the guys would get energy, it's like time for lunch. He didn't even know what you're talking about. He's in the middle of a sugya, and he'd say shir and go there. He might end 45 minutes late, an hour late. He didn't come and apologize, like, I'm sorry I did something. He didn't even know, realize it. He could walk in the time for mincha. He'd be walking in the middle. He's in the middle of thinking Torah. That's all he was. That was cool. Of course, it was unbelievable. I used to sit next to him. It was something to see. To see this person, born in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. Next medrash. Look at the medrash. Pyrex of Yichuli Truma, how the Xiv Kilakach Toy Nosati Lachem, Tyrosi Alta Zoivu. Alta Azoivu is a Mekach Shinosati Lachem. Never leave this that I gave you. Yesh Chodom Shulakach Mekach. Sometimes somebody buys something. Yesh Boy Zov, Ain Boy Kesev, has gold but no silver. Sometimes I'll have kesev, but there's no gzov. Avol mekach shenasati lachem, yesh boi kesev, shenemor moris Hashem, moris tarz kesev. Yesh boi zov. Sometimes you buy a field, but you don't have kromim, vineyards. You buy kromim, you don't have a field. Mekach, this has everything. It has kromim, it has sod, it has everything. Torah is everything. And therefore, that's this combination that we have. This part of the bris. Good. So there's a famous mashal. See at the bottom line. V'yichuli truma mashal l'melech shoylo hoysalo bas yechida. The king had one daughter, bas yechida. Bo echod min ha-malochim unotlon. One of the kings came and took her. Bikesh Leilech lo la'atzo v'lita lishto. He wanted to marry her. Amalo, biti shenasati l'cho yichidisi. That girl I gave to you, she's my only one. Lifrish mimena, to separate myself from her. Eini yachol, I can't. Loi maloch al titlo, to tell you don't marry her. Eini yachol, I can't do that. Lefishi yishtecha, she's your wife. Elazu toive aseli, do me a favor. Sheko mokum sha'ata oilech, wherever you go, kito nechod aseli, make for me a small room. She'odur etzlechem, that I can live with you. She'eni yochel aniyach hezbiti, I can't leave my daughter. Kacho makarish baruch l'Yisrael, nasati lechem es ha'teira. Lifrei she'emenu, to separate myself from Torah, Rabbi Nishom says, eini yochel, it's my Torah. Loi melechem al titlua, tell you don't take it, eini yochel. Ela b'chol makom sh'ata holchem, bayis echad asi loi, make one room for me. She'odu b'teichai, she'ne'ama, v'osili migdosh. So, that's the Torah. And that's what we say in Pirkei Avos. See, Mishnah Yudalit. Hu haya oimer choviv odom, she'nivra b'tzelem. Chiba yiseira noidala, she'nivra b'tzelem. She'ne'ama b'tzelem, l'kim osas odom. Chavivim yisrael, she'nikurbonim, they're called sons. Lamakum chiba yisera noidalem, called them. Chavivim Yisrael, watch, shenitna lem klei chemda. He gave him his most dear possession. Chiba yisera noidalem, shenitna lem chem, shenema by nivra oilem, shenema ki lekachta, nesati lechem, terosi al dozgan. So therefore, we have this concept of what Torah is and the bris of Torah. And therefore, on the top of the page, you see how the Ramchal says, "V'zeh asod pisha amishorer, this one who sang, David HaMelech, Hashem Adonainu, mo'ad yishimcha b'chol ha'aretz, hashetano hoidcha al ha'shamayim, ki hu yoda inyan al ha'mito, eich sh'akodesh baruch hu mekabel koach kaviyochol." It's so to say, Hashem gets strength Mimaisa b'nei Odom, from what we do, lifol Torah imatova imayim, to do good, v'mkol abriyas, v'zeh ho sod, tenu oz lelekim, give strength to Hashem. Means make Hashem be part of you, make him have a reality in what's going on here. Rabbeinu Bechai has a long thing. But now we see what means Torah. What means Torah, what the bris of Torah is, and how important Torah is. And that's why we know there's a very famous piece in Nefesh HaChayim, that if the world has one split second that Torah is not being learned, that the world's over. That's the bris. That's the covenant that holds us together. Man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is held together through Torah. That's why you see Jews going to places and with Mesiras Nefesh, learn Torah, do Torah. You say, Chal Yisrael is Torah. Torah, Yisrael, Raisa, Kudsh Baruch Hu, Chad. That's it. Go on. Now, just let's see this, and I want to just see something on Shkolim. The Ramchal writes in the Sefer Das Tefunas, on the right side, V'od Tevini, She'af al-pi she'achshav onu yodim, now you know, She'akadosh Baruch Hu samach al-kol ma'asav, Hashem is happy, V'heim l'chavod elav, and therefore honor for him, Ken yitshneem ha'yi chavod Hashem li'olam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. When I see, I always say, I'm wondering how people can say it so calmly in the morning. This is an unbelievable line. Yichvoid Hashem li'olam. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Sometimes you get a jump when you say, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Lo'y nechsha mitnei zeh shebezman shlo yinim tzoyim eilim kein oysa chaseru mimeni Yisrael simcha without mimenu yizbarach simcha kovid. Doesn't mean that when we don't do it, so then Hashem doesn't have simcha. Hakvar amarnu ha'odon yizbarachu b'metzias aposhet teimokum l'nivroim imo klal. Creations don't have what to do with Hashem. Hashem is too far beyond us. Avol brit so bohem oz mipnei achifetz arotzen azeh nimtzoyim lo l'smoch kav yochel l'kovid. We can do his rotzen. We can't connect to Hashem per se. He's beyond us. But we can connect to his rotzen to give kovid to him. Kivadei achifetz azeh hu anosei metzias an nimtzoyim eloh. So therefore, we have this chance. And that's Torah. And with Torah, it's the point of bris, and that's what it means that we're here forever, because as long as there's a world, there's a Klal Yisrael. Why? Bris. Okay. Now let's turn. I want to share with you a tremendous shot that I saw. Shkolim is a very key thing, plays a very key role. And we find it coming up and over again in the whole Megillah. But Shkolim comes up over and over again. And let's see this Gemara. The Gemara says all the way at the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. Im ala melech tov, if it's good for the king, yikasev la abdom, right to wipe them out, aseres alofim kikar kesev, and I'll pay you 10,000 kikar kesev. Omer eish lokish, golui v'yadu alefnei mi sha'om avoyo ilom, was known by the Rabbeinu Shalom, She'osed Haman lishkol shkolim al yisrael. We'll explain that in a moment. That Haman was going to pay out shkolim for klal yisrael. Leficha chigdim shikleim l'shiklov. So therefore, their shkolim is before his shkolim. Because when did he want to pay? We went through the history last year. When was what? When was Haman ready to pay? In Nisan. Chodesh Arishon. And when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us start paying Shkolim? Ador. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us have Shkolim before Haman's. Therefore we bid. Now what does that mean? Haman wanted to. Haman said the following thing. He made a cheshbon Haman. Right? You think that these Rishonim, the Mexican waiting on the side of the street for his job. No. That's not these guys. Eichmann knew everything about our religion backwards and forwards. And generally, the Germans would tell us always in concentration camps, you think that we're finished? Purim, you think it was the worst day. We're around. You guys celebrate that we're gone. We're not gone. We're here. You knew it. So he came and he said like this, if Machzis HaShekel is so important, I want to pay Machzis HaShekel and buy the foundation of Klal Yisrael, then I will own them, and then I'll be easy to wipe them out. So what am I going to do? He said, how many Yidden were there? 600,000 when we left Mitzrayim. That's how they're described, even though there was 2.5 million, but we're described as 600,000. How long do you pay shkolim for? We start at 20. Right. The pasuk says b'shivim shana, shemayim shana. So let's say it's 50 years. So 50 years of machzis hashekel is 25 years. 25 shkolim through his lifetime. Times, went through this list here. 25 times 600,000 men, right? Comes out to be 15 million. Right? The exchange rate is 1,500 to one kikar kesev. So therefore, it comes out 10,000 kikar kesev. His cheshbon was with 10,000 kikar kesev, I'm going to buy Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to give shkolim before.
Right.
So therefore they gave shkolim with a different concept. Now we have to understand. Look on the left-hand column, this sefer, Mishchas Shemen. Very beautiful sefer. But look at, we want to see one thing here. Look at this. So he speaks about wealth, and how wealth in Matzah Shekel, that you always recognize wealth comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gifts of wealth. Got it? Over there on the left side. He was taken back. Can you give kofer nafshoi? What it means? Ze yitnu. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemin matbeya shalesh. He took for like what? A coin of fire, mitachas kisei hakovod, v'herelo l'moshe, ze yitnu. This is what you should give, k'ze yitnu. That's the medrash. V'diktu ha'mefoshim lo'ovin, and the mefoshim want to know, ma'ayis ha'sibis ha'suras Moshe Rabbeinu l'achra, why was Moshe taken back? V'gam ba'mon nichadaito, now how did he become calm? By the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the coin of fire. To look at this. Ubeshem Arav HaKadosh Rav Mendel Mikotsk Kotzke Zal Muval Derech HaVodav. Real beautiful pshat. Shekashe Shom HaMosh Rabbeinu Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekashe Yitnu B'nei Yisrael Matbeya Kesev. When Moshe heard that you're going to give a coin, Yizku l'kaporis nafshom nirso miad li'achorov. He was taken. The shol b'tema. Heich yuchal li'oz dover kezeh. How could it be something like this? She b'madbeya gashmi. Ha'osi mechomer. It's made physical. Av, gas. Yizku l'madrego gavola kolkach. How could you take a physical thing and make it so high level? Kachi kapru al nafshoisam v'yasigu toras ha-nefesh? How could that be? Haray ha-kesev is gashmi, the opposite of kedusha. Zer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'adbeya shalesh. Look at this pshat. Haroi meiz lihislavus ha-leiv. The fire is the fire of the heart. V'chiyus the kedusha b'nei Yisrael. If Yidden are moved and the fire is the fire of Kedusha and they put the Kedusha in the mitzvahs that they're doing and they do it with all their lave and with fire, that's going to raise them out of the mundane to spiritual greatness. So if they do it with a tremendous fire of Kedusha, then they can raise the most mundane thing, a coin, into Kedusha. That's the Matbeya Shalesh that he's on. That's the Machtzis HaShekel. And that is the key. That Haman thought it was just a matter of paying money. And when B'klal Yisrael knew it's not paying money. It's not a matter of before or later. But it's a different thing with the B'klal Yisrael's paying. They're paying a machzis shel shekel with the eish of islavus of mitzvahs. That's a different shekel. And with that, then you can take care of the whole thing. Beautiful shot.
Score, Shabbos.